Hello, I'm your host, Michael Lehman, and this is Behind the Curtain, tips, tricks, and insights from the Patterns and Practices group at Microsoft. Today, I've got Don Smith, Community Liaison, with me from Patterns and Practices, and we're going to talk about the events coming up between now and the end of 2010, where architects and developers from Patterns and Practices are going to be speaking and helping you figure out how to use P&P guidance and code to help your project. So, Don, what's happening between now and the end of 2010?
So we have a number of things. We have, on September 10th, we have an event in Kiev, Ukraine. On September 13th, we have an event in Moscow, Russia. There's also an event in St. Petersburg somewhere in there. It's a smaller event, like a user group meeting perhaps, or maybe just some customer meetings, but the team that's going will be hopping up there. And then the big one we're ramping up for is October 18th through 22nd, and that's the big P&P symposium here on the Redmond campus.
And that's going to be like everybody from P&P will be there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Symposium?
Yeah. Our tech writers, our testers, our developers, our program managers, pretty much everybody hangs out at the symposium while it's going on.
So if you've got anything that you ever wanted to talk to somebody from P&P about, you wanted to suggest things that we should do, or you wanted to create some relationship with P&P because you want to figure out how to customize what we do, that's the place to be. In addition, don't we have events that we're working on for China and Japan as well?
Yeah, we don't have dates locked in for those yet, but we definitely plan on. We've been in China the last 2 years, and we plan on going back again. They've been really good events in the past.
Right, I know one of them is related to China Tech Ed, which is the first week of December, and I think the Japanese event is scheduled right around that same time.
Yeah, we're talking about whether it's the right thing to do to marry it up with Tech Ed and whether it shouldn't be. But in the past, we have not, but we've also coupled up with Tech Ed in India in the past, and it's worked out really well. So we may do that in China.
Aren't we still going to be at Tech Ed Europe?
Yeah, and a number of us will be at Tech Ed. I personally won't be, but there'll be a number of people. You're going, aren't you?
I think so, yeah. And so that's the end of November,
yep.
Or middle of November
in
Berlin. Right.
Yeah.
So tell me more about the symposium. I mean, it's coming up, right? Time to get your tickets for that?
Yeah. Actually, the early bird will expire in 2 more weeks. So if you register before the end of August, you'll save $300 on the admission, which is $699 before the end of August.
That's great. I understand there's also sort of a, you know, get your friends to come as well and promotion. What's going on with that?
Yeah, that's true. If you register, at least if 4 people register you for the event, then you get to go with them for free.
All right. So it's buy 4, get 1 free.
That's right.
Excellent. I know we're also going to be reaching out to various user groups around the country and around the world where people can get more information from that. But if people want to get information right now, where do they go?
The best place to go is we've created a tiny URL. That's probably the shortest URL, tinyurl.com/PNP Symposium.
All right. And, of course, all of those links will be right here in the show notes for this podcast. Anything else people should know about the symposium? Who's going to come and speak?
So we're going to have a bunch of great speakers. The keynotes are already locked in. I think the one I'm the most excited about is Uncle Bob Martin is going to be joining us for
Excellent.
A keynote. Yeah.
And what's he going to be talking about?
He's going to be talking about code craftsmanship, agile. You know, Uncle Bob always has a bunch of great things to talk about. So that's going to be a really exciting keynote.
We've also got some Microsoft executives that are going to talk.
Yeah, absolutely. Charlie Kendall is going to be talking about the Windows Phone 7. Jason Zander is going to be talking about Visual Studio 2010, and Youssef Khalidi is going to be talking about Azure Cloud.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
So you can go the whole range, get Visual Studio 2010 and build something for the phone and hook it up with the cloud and
yep.
get it on the marketplace and go to town.
Yeah.
Because it should be right about the time that the devices are probably going to be coming available right then,
yep.
too. So
yep.
it should be a lot of nice hands-on stuff there.
That's right. And we've already started to work on, we've done a number of cloud guidance stuff already, and we're doing some phone guidance right now, too. So by that time, we'll be able to share a lot of that guidance with people as well.
Excellent. And the format of the symposium, it's not just 5 days worth of sitting and listening to speakers, right?
No.
Isn't it sort of kind of open space a little bit? Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so one of the things we're doing is we're going to have some open spaces placed in between some of the sessions, so there'll be some open spaces. We'll start organizing those, of course, on the first day. On the first day, we're doing 3 workshops, hands-on workshops, for Enterprise Library, for Prism, and for Azure Cloud Guidance. So those will be hands-on workshops that attendees can choose from.
Excellent. Anything else people want to know about the symposium except buy your tickets now?
Well, one of the things that we're really trying to focus on is creating FaceTime with not only everyone that's attending the conference, but also with the speakers. So we've expanded the breaks out a little bit. We've created a larger lunch that's going to be like an Ask the Experts type lunch where each of the tables will have a topic. So we're trying to do more to create more of the conversation. So not only will all the PMP people be there, but the speakers and attendees, and it really makes for a fantastic event.
Well, it sounds like a great week. So that's October the 18th through the 22nd here on the Redmond campus. And I think that's about it for events between now and the end of 2010.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
All right, we'll come back again next week for another episode of Behind the Curtain, Tips, Tricks, and Insights from Patterns and Practices here at Microsoft.